What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the wild world of ADHD. Ever feel like you're running a marathon on a hamster wheel? Like your brain's a disco ball, bouncing off every shiny object in sight? Yeah, I get it. That's life with ADHD, folks. A beautiful mess of brilliance and, well, let's just say, challenges. But today, we're diving into something absolutely crucial for all of us, especially those of us with ADHD, self-compassion. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, another fluffy wellness topic, hear me out. This isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight or ignoring our struggles. It's about treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we'd offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Think about it. Would you berate your best pal for forgetting their keys? Or heck, even for struggling to focus during that meeting that felt like it lasted an eternity? Probably not. You'd probably offer them a hug, a listening ear, and maybe some coffee. So why do we often treat ourselves with less kindness than we offer others? It's easy to fall into the trap of self-criticism, especially when we're constantly bombarded with messages about productivity, achievement, and hustling. But here's the thing, that relentless pursuit of perfection can be a major roadblock to our mental well-being and focus. It's like trying to run a marathon while carrying a heavy backpack full of negative self-talk. You're not setting yourself up for success, are you? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate that all-important self-compassion. 1. Acknowledge your humanness. We're all flawed, forgetful, and prone to making mistakes. That's what makes us human. Embracing our imperfections is the first step to being kind to ourselves. Remember, failing doesn't define you. It's an opportunity to learn and grow. 2. Ditch the inner critic. That voice in your head that's constantly putting you down? Yeah, try turning it down a notch. Replace those negative thoughts with compassionate ones. Instead of saying, "I can't believe I messed that up," try, "This didn't go as planned, but I'll learn from it." 3. Practice mindfulness. Take a moment to breathe and be present in the here and now. Pay attention to your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? This can help ground you and shift your focus away from negative self-talk. Think of it like hitting the pause button on your inner drama queen. 4. Celebrate small wins. Don't wait for major achievements to feel good about yourself. Acknowledge those small victories, finishing a task, making a healthy meal, or even just getting out of bed on a tough day. Every little step counts. 5. Seek support when needed. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or join a support group. Sharing your struggles and connecting with others can be incredibly helpful. Ever feel like you're constantly drowning in a sea of to-dos, deadlines, and expectations? You know that feeling when your brain feels like it's running a marathon while juggling chainsaws? That overwhelm can quickly sap our focus and leave us feeling drained and discouraged. But here's the thing, self-compassion isn't a weakness, it's a superpower. It allows us to be more resilient, handle stress better, and ultimately achieve our goals, with less anxiety and frustration along the way. Think about a time when you really struggled with focus or felt overwhelmed by tasks. Were you hard on yourself? Did you berate your brain for not working harder or fast enough? Now imagine approaching that same situation with self-compassion. Instead of beating yourself up, you might say to yourself, "I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed right now. It's okay to take a break and come back to this later." Or maybe you acknowledge your efforts, saying, "Even though it wasn't easy, I managed to get through most of that list." That simple shift in perspective can make a world of difference. It allows you to approach challenges with more grace, resilience, and ultimately, greater focus. So, remember, folks, you are worthy of kindness, patience, and understanding. Treat yourself with the same compassion you would offer a dear friend. Embrace your imperfections, celebrate your wins, and never underestimate the power of self-compassion for your mental health and focus. Until next time, keep shining bright. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from a dose of self-compassion. Let's spread the love, one podcast at a time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.